on bestowing contentment to the Creator from except 14.
We always continue from the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation, creation is the will to receive, which operates in people. And the purpose of the Creator in creating the will to receive is for the creatures, the created beings, to achieve His degree. So they not only have to be created beings, meaning separate from Him, opposite from Him. He is entirely a desire to bestow. That's His nature. He has nothing but that nature in Him. And the creatures are all in the will to receive, opposite from the Creator. Otherwise, they wouldn't be different from Him. And they have to achieve dvikut, adhesion with Him, similarity with Him, or identicalness with Him. Why? Because the state of the Creator is the best, most complete, the only one that exists in nature. He Himself is nature. Therefore, what happens is that we should come to a state where we are working only to bestow, although in our nature we are in the will to receive, in that we are created beings opposite from the Creator and therefore exist. And when we exist, we have to perform a correction of being similar to the Creator. This is called achieving equivalence of form. There are three discernments before us. The first is man, who has to achieve equivalence of form with the Creator. How does he do this? By annulling himself, so that all the thoughts will be in the upper force, in the Creator. How to come to a state where, as the Creator thinks of the created being should think only of the Creator. This is the state we should achieve. But that's not enough. Because how do I direct myself to the Creator if I, so that I will be entirely in bestowal upon Him? For this reason, the Creator performed the shattering in man's nature, where through His light, through His uniqueness, He broke the created being into 10 pieces. And we, if we bring those 10 pieces together, then we establish ourselves in a complete way similar to the Creator. For this reason, there is me, there is the Creator, and there is a system made of 10 parts, which manifests in 10 friends, each of whom tries to connect himself to the others into one unification, one system. And in this way, we come to bestow upon the Creator. So, my work should be to annul myself and act toward the group. Then, in the group, I arrange all those 10 together and cancel the whole group, which already stands in me, toward the Creator. This is regarded as through my efforts in the 10, I achieve the Tzimtzum, the restriction, the Masach, the screen, and the Ochozeh, the reflected light. In this way, I come to be ready, now that I contain the whole 10, to annul the 10 that is included in me before the Creator. And even more than that, I'm ready to bring contentment to the Creator by letting the force of bestowal clothe in me so as to in this way, I go from the love of me to the love of people, and from the love of people to the love of the Creator. There are numerous tips in this, recommendations, activities, but in the end, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator, those 3 degrees, if they are connected correctly, we achieve dvikut. Adhesion. Dvikut is expressed in annulling myself and thinking only about the group, and then I annul the group and think only of the Creator. And in Him, we all concentrate. This is basically
joy from making this effort.
Rav, because our work is to connect to the point of adhesion with the Creator, it turns out that my ego, which is opposite from the Creator, is actually the most important means. It's the basis thanks to which I perform the act of the kut and connect myself from end to end, from detachment and oppositeness, even from the Creator, which I discover to the point of dvikut, connection. Here, there's nothing I myself can do because I don't know exactly in what exactly is the detachment, remoteness, and where is the closeness, and in what is the connection. It is all done only by performing my actions in the 10, in the template, in the system, so I know where I am, how I should calibrate myself to the system, direct myself toward the system, etc. So here the question is, how do I, through the system, position myself in the most correct way to resemble the Creator? I have to change myself. Do I have to change myself toward the system toward me, to change the system and me toward the Creator? Perhaps I should ask the Creator to change toward the system and toward me. So how do we, out of those three elements, build some sort of a state that is stable and that is called dvikut with the conditions that we are in? Please. So that there He will be revealed. Rav, when we grasp the right direction, Israel, the Torah, and the Creator, how do we arrange all of our works accordingly, in dissemination, in the learning, at home, at our external job, in everything? How do we arrange things in such a way that even in our what is called secular works, in other words, works in this world, in our corporeal material life, there too we will see that it's all part of our spiritual actions, that the Creator didn't create anything outside of that system, which should be entirely connected through us toward nearing Him. How do we work out, arrange our activities during the day, the ones that each of us has, so that through them we will get closer to the Creator too? Because this whole world with everything we have here, with our technology, our families, the social structure that is changing, the political structure, all those things are established the way they are, so that we would take them into account in order to connect among us and to the Creator. So how do we deal during the day, turn all the 24 hours that we have into spiritual work of getting closer to the
I'm willing to listen. But first of all, doing what Kabbalists wrote, they give us certain conditions. If you want to be included, integrated between you and the goal and the Creator, these are the conditions. Hence, those who do not keep those conditions are not on the path. They want to get to know things, understand, but that's externally, nevertheless. Those who do not invest daily in our lesson, I'm saying it with all seriousness, he's not with us. He's still not with us. You can say 1,000 times that I'm not right, I have to be considerate. I'm not being considerate. There are laws of nature, and the laws of the spiritual nature are much sharper, more unwielding, cruel compared to corporeal nature. But they are laws, nevertheless. And he made absolute laws. If I want to undergo spiritual change, I have to be under the influence of the light daily, at least those 3 hours.
When you see across lessons and years,
we cannot measure anything other than presence. Nothing else. Well, 15 or 20 years really isn't an example. They're both veterans, they're both equal in my eyes. Whoever is more than 10 years and is constantly in the lessons, for me, they're perfect. He invested as much as he could. Maybe he could do more, I don't know. That he'll hear from above. But if he's been around for 10 years and he's with us constantly in all our activities, then I have no complaints to him. And it doesn't matter to me who's been around for 15 years or who's been around for 20 years. That's not it. I don't think for those who've been around for so long in the group will say, you're 10 years and I'm 15, so be quiet. No, this can't be. He knows what the group is and how it influences, and no, that can't be. The time has done its thing. Whatever the mind doesn't do, the time does. Meaning the number of actions that he's done and placed himself under the upper light. The problem is that in the group, you're similar to these characters, not to human beings, not to people, that you're like these silhouettes. You're not touching one another, you're not coming close to one another, you're lacking contact, this friction. And in such a way, it's a problem that you don't know each other. You come to the lesson, you sit in one table, around one table, and in the meal, you can also sit around one table with other people, external people. So what? You hear that each one has something. Okay, it's like I heard and I didn't hear. there isn't this connection that the wisdom of Kabbalah demands. And I'm not saying that this connection exists in Israel. No, I'm not saying that. But it's more obvious that this connection is lacking in the groups of America. How to come closer, the importance of the goal, and that we can attain it only between us, that we reach a state that there isn't room for anything else. There's one man in one heart. That's it. We need to reach a state that the Creator and the Creator, He doesn't take up space, that He connects us. And when He connects us, we become one. Not that there is me and a friend and the Creator between us. No. The Creator, when He connects us, He makes us into one. One friend is not allowed to go to another, to reach out to another friend, but only through the system of the group. That's a law. Because it can't be that I turn to someone and I'm right or wrong. It's not that's not a spiritual reach. To reach out to someone spiritually, it's only through the group. And even more so, it's possible that my claim that the friend has to change or something, it's not good if I'll bring this up to him, but I must bring it to the group. There are two or three people who deal with these kinds of things, and I need to explain to them my problem with a certain individual. And then they need to take this problem and then form it correctly and then reach out to the friend. That is the most correct approach that can be. Through the system of justice, as we can call it. Through a system, because me towards the other, we're both egoists. And in such a way, you don't turn to someone. It's not a spiritual scrutiny. The spiritual scrutiny is that I reach out to the group, I explain to them my problem, they hear, they say to me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. It's possible that the entire group, except for that friend that I want to complain about, it's possible that the entire group will decide that you're wrong. If they say to me that I'm wrong, then I accept that as a correction, 100%, and I must back down, and I must agree. And by that, I correct my soul. And it's as if that same friend that I wanted to change something in him, it's as if he changed, he didn't change. But by that, I scrutinize something within myself, of my own. You should know that spirituality is built on laws, and these laws are at first the restriction, the tzimtzum, of the desire, not for myself. And beyond that, there needs to be a masach, a screen on all these desires which are not for myself. And above that, there is the or chozer, the returning light, which is for the well-being, for the benefit of the others. And there spirituality begins. That's where spirituality starts. So tzimtzum, restriction, masach, the screen, and the or chozer, the returning light. And everything is from me outwards in bestowal. Tzimtzum on myself. Masach from me and onwards in bestowal. And the Or Chozer from the Masach that I can already bestow outside of me. So if these actions, if I can do them, then I don't care if I back down or if someone else backs down. It doesn't matter to me. Most important is that the action is done, and I've already profited with a spiritual step.
I'll acquire the masach.
You need to be daily under the influence of the light. You have every day a new light. You live for a certain number of days in this world, in this framework called this world, and you need to get treatment daily. That's it. This wasn't decided by me that it's 3 hours, but let's say it's 3. You want to do 2 hours? Fine, do 2 hours. 4 hours, 5 hours, go ahead. With Rabash, we learned 7-8 hours straight when we were alone. Well, not straight, but from 2 p.m. we studied till, say, 8 p.m. with breaks in between. This isn't me deciding this. Look what's written. That a person that wants to reach spirituality, he needs to dedicate the maximum of his time to the study and to aim in the study for the light that reforms. It's not me that chose this.
Beyond
the influence of the light, there has to be also some inner decision of the person, this restriction, that I just dedicate my life to this and that's it, and only then there can be some spiritual changes.
The light influences according to your decision. The light influences according to your decision. You are sitting now around the table, say 7 people. 8. And there's 4 or 5 more at the back. So you're sitting around the table. One person is thinking about his house. Another one is thinking about his work. Another one is thinking that he is going on holiday soon, and so on. It depends on what intensity you're thinking of the purpose of the study. The light is clothed in your intention to be in connection with the friends, that you want to connect all of your inclinations towards the light that reforms. You expect it, right? Or not? It's like the rooster and the bat, like we've learned in the introduction to the study of the 10 Sefirot, that the rooster says to the bat, I'm awaiting the light because it's my light, it's the light of bestowal, the light of love, the light of connection, it needs to come to me. And what do you expect when you're sitting in a lesson together with me? So there are roosters and bats. It all depends on the intention.